shows your back now. Back in, just talk about, you know, you're doing the Sports Illustrated. You're figuring in on the depth chart. Just where happy you are to be in this place right now.
I'm just really excited and so happy to be back where I am and to have the opportunity and to be able to play and do what I did my freshman year. A lot of athletes wouldn't be able to experience that. So experiencing that and then the backfires and going through the knee injury, I just feel like all that has made me stronger mentally and physically just to be able to go through that rehab and come back even faster and just be 100% now with spring being here and to be able to work with the team. It's just been really exciting to be back with everybody, back in the groove of things.
When did you decide last year that you didn't want to play? I mean, it was 6-7. We kept hearing, oh, maybe this week. Was there a point where you said, that's it, I don't want to? We got far enough along into the season?
It just hurt just to be able to play early on and then not for a little bit since I pulled my hamstring a couple times, and so it was just difficult. I was just sitting there on the sideline like just telling myself like just gotta stay strong, and because this happens with a lot of people, a lot of injuries like that. So it was definitely hard, but then to be put in the position of starting the inside bowl, that was just something that it was just a stunning one thing, just because it was really unexpected, but it was just, again, a great experience to be able to go through.
When you do look back on last year, at what point did you finally feel comfortable as far as being able to just get back out on the practice field and be able to work with the full team as opposed to having to just sit out?
Well, I felt pretty comfortable in the beginning of the season because I was just, again, just really headstrong and really focused to come back and to get my knee 100% to get back on the field with everybody, because I wanted to play again more than anything. And just to have to be spotted at the first string and then just have an injury like that, have it taken away from me that fast, it was really hard, but it just made me I just stayed humble and just really worked getting back even faster. So right before the beginning of the season, I felt like I was ready to go, but I understood the coach's decision to hold me unless I was needed to play, just so I could come back and be even stronger for this season coming up.
So at what point did it kind of dawn on you that, okay, you're going to just be sitting out and redshirting?
Once I was 100%, I was pretty excited since it was still the beginning of the season that I would still have the chance to play. But after the first couple of games, I just knew to myself, I was like, if I am ready, if I have to go in, if I wouldn't wish it to happen, and I hope that it wouldn't happen, that I would have to, because it would be due to injuries. But it dawned on me pretty early. But again, I understood the coach's decision, so I was fine with it.
So after the injuries started to occur, did you think, oh, maybe I will be asked to play with 7-8 games into the season?
The Indiana game, I was actually told to get ready and to get warmed up. So I was mad that, again, with the injuries that I had, that I was given the chance to be able to play. But I did get excited because obviously I've been waiting for so long to be able to step on that field. But again, it was good to see Damon got back up. He was fine the next couple plays. So again, it was still hard to be able to, again, be so close to playing, but I understood why I wasn't, so it was fine.
What do you see sort of the deal with running back? Opportunity is fleeting. I mean, you have to you got the start in the Insight Bowl, and then you tear your ACL, and that's boom. The opportunity just flies out the door, doesn't it?
Yeah, because we're all really good friends, even off the field, close teammate-wise as well, and you're all working for the same position. It is a job, and you can't lose it that fast. So we all know that. We all work even harder so those things don't happen. And we all talk about now, like, we would all like to have that starting position. But to know that we're all working really hard for it, and then there's several guys that are capable to have that position, it just makes you just more confident in yourself and the team that you can be out there, do what you're doing, and if something happens to you, you have a person you can rely on right after you that can do the same job. So it's good.